Welcome to session number 8, the listing presentation. I've got to tell you, this is the one that I have been looking forward to as I did this production for you guys and gals to watch, because I love this part of what we do, and that is to take a real good look at how to go in, sit down with a seller, make a presentation that is convincing and strong and shows them what you're going to do, and at the same time gets the property listed. I'd like to start by sharing with you a story, and it's going to take a few minutes, so bear with me. In the 1960s, and I know a lot of you weren't in real estate at that time, the real estate business was very simple. A listing presentation on behalf of an agent to a seller probably took 5-10 minutes maximum. Agent would walk in. They would say to the seller, I think your property's worth $23,000. You told me you owed $4,000 on it. There's going to be a 6% commission, 6% in points that you have to pay for the government loan, and 3% in closing costs. So if we take the 18% and we add it to what you owe, then you get the rest. And I need you to go ahead and sign this contract, and we'll get started. And the contract in those days, guys and gals, believe it or not, was one page and 80% blank. Agent would write in the address and the name and the price, and that was it. And that was the 1960s. In the 1970s, good for the industry, Century 21 started. And when Art Bartlett started Century 21, one of the things that I observed was that he very quickly tried to find a way to separate the Century 21 belief system, concept, company, agent from all the rest of that time, independent real estate brokers and managers. And the first thing they did was they started working on the services that an agent could offer that Century 21 provided. Now, I think you and I know very carefully, there really aren't any new services that we can provide. It's all in how we present those services to the seller. But the truth was, in the 1950s and 60s, services weren't presented. Here's the contract. You sign it, put a sign in the front yard, throw it in MLS, we go to work. Century 21 was ingenious, in my opinion, in taking and providing a list of services through Century 21 Real Estate to a seller as be a convincing idea to list the property. Well, what happened, the presentation went from, say, 5 to 10 minutes to almost an hour immediately as the agents presented all these various services their company had to present. Well, then we moved to the 1980s. And, of course, in the 70s, all the other franchises started. They all copied the same system. So even though Century 21 separated themselves, it pretty quickly became one and the same. The 1980s, of course, is when RE/MAX really took off and started to really separate themselves as being a very unique concept. And one of the things that I thought was unique about it was Dave Liniger's belief system was that an agent in RE/MAX could represent themselves, obviously get a big commission because of it. They could promote themselves and create an image in the community. And I tell you, it was ingenious that they actually set up a system where the agent would promote themselves and present the services. The problem was the presentation then went from, say, 5 to 10 minutes in the 60s into the 1970s, an hour. Into the 1980s, it was not uncommon for an agent to spend 2 hours on a listing presentation. Now, as a professional speaker and having done professional presentations for the last 30-some years, I got to tell you, to stand up for 2 hours and talk to you and A, not let you have a break and not give you a chance to stretch and relax and relieve yourself, man, you got to be good at your presentation. And that's why you'll see very few speakers talk for more than an hour and a half. And that's the really good speakers before they take a break. And yet we had agents going in and making 2-hour listing presentations because when RE/MAX started doing what they did, everybody copied like they copied C21 in the 1970s. So pretty soon what we had was a 5 to 10 minute presentation, now a 2-hour presentation, and the percentage of people getting contracts signed on a regular basis started to drop because the longer you talk, listen carefully, the longer you talk, the less chance you have getting a contract signed. Now, all that time, I was doing training sessions for people like yourself. So here we come into the 1990s, and now we have personal promotion, and we have services, and then we have technology. And pretty soon a listing presentation became a marathon. And you saw agents going in there and spending an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, 2.5 hours. I mean, the sellers are falling asleep, going to bed, taking a nap, getting up the next day, and the agent's still talking. I mean, it was just almost absurd what happened. During this entire time, starting in the 70s, I kept saying to agents, you don't want to spend more than 20 minutes ever on a listing presentation. I mean, that should be the max, 20 minutes max on a listing presentation. From start to end, 20 minutes. And, of course, agents always said, well, yeah, but when do we present all that stuff about ourselves. I said, I don't think you should. Because the agents, the sellers don't care what the agents think about themselves. The sellers don't care all that nonsense that you want to brag about yourself. Here's a picture of me and my dog, and here's our, me and the family on the family vacation. Here's me getting my GRI award. I said, it's a bunch of crap. The sellers don't care about all that stuff. And then, of course, well, what about all these things we do? I said, you all do the same stuff. All agencies, all real estate companies do the same things. Go in and make a precise, short presentation, lots of energy, enthusiasm, direct to the point they'll sign the contract. Well, early 1990s, I was getting farther and farther behind because I was being bombarded, being told that I was an idiot for teaching a 20-minute presentation. So I took a different approach, and I cut the presentation from 20 minutes down to 5. I said, you know what? You can go in and list a home in 5 minutes or less. If you'll use a very efficient professional pre-listing package, which we'll talk about in a few minutes. Well, boy, when I did that, agents really started erupting. I mean, in the early 1990s, I would come in to talk about listing property, and the audience would stand up and leave. I mean, I'd have 400 people in the room, and an hour later, there'd be 23 people sitting. They'd just stand up and leave because what I was saying was so against what this industry stands for, and what we stand for, unfortunately, is tradition. We do what we do because we've always done it that way. It doesn't matter whether it works or not. We're a very traditional industry. And I was breaking tradition by talking about a five-minute presentation. So then around 1995, I said, the heck with that. You know what? I give up. Okay, I can't stand this any longer. I'm going to a one-minute presentation, which I did. And I started teaching a one-minute presentation. And watch this. You walk in the house. Mary and Bob, do you folks still have to sell your home? Well, yes, we do. And will you price your home to sell, or do you want to keep it on the market for an extended period of time? No, we want to price it to sell. Would you like me to handle it for you? They go, yes, we would. Sign the contract. I mean, virtually, I taught agents they could list a home in a minute or less. Now, here's the best part. Agents started listing homes in 1 minute or less. It's happening every day. Then I went to a different phase. I said, okay, we can do it a minute or less. Let's not even go to the seller's home. Have the seller come to your office. And boy, then the agents really erupted. You can't list a property if you haven't seen it. I said, no, wait a minute. Why can't you list a home that you haven't seen? Well, you can't do that. It's impossible to price it. I said, well, how about out of town sellers? You list properties on the phone. How about resort properties? How about second home market? You never see the property in many cases. You never see the seller. You just call them on the phone, tell them what you're going to do, fax them the contract. Today it's emailed and it's done. And they all kind of went, oh, I never thought of that. So then I said, okay, let's invite the sellers to come into our office where we can control the environment, we can control the presentation, control the facts and figures, etc., and let's do it that way. Well, as you can see, basically what I've done for the last 30 years is try to, in a very tiny, tiny way, revolutionize what we do in listing property. I wanted to revolutionize the process because, as I kept saying, too many agents want to have high production. And if they want to have high production, they can't go out and spend 2 to 3 hours a night preparing and going on listing presentations. You have to go on 2 or 3 or 4 presentations. Then I took an agent that some of you guys and gals have met named Froy Candelario. And I said to Froy several years ago, I said, Froy, let's go a step further. You're going to have 3 or 4 people come into your office on a given night to list property, correct? He goes, right. I said, walk into each seller that are in your office and say to them the following. Folks, please take the next couple of minutes and try to convince me why I should list your home. Go ahead, please. And turn it around 100%. Instead of you going in and selling them, make them sell you. Well, Froy has become, and many of you know this, one of the most productive agents in the history of our business, all through listing property. Watch, can you imagine walking to a seller's home? Mr. and Mrs. Seller, it's really nice to be here tonight, and I enjoy being in your home. What I'd like to do is start with this thought. I'd like you to convince me to list your home because I have many listing opportunities and I try to limit my listing inventory to 5 to 7 listings so they all sell quickly. And there's a chance I should take yours on. So convince me to list your home. Go ahead. And then smile. Talk about reversing the whole field and breaking tradition. Well, see, what we're going to do on this short training session is help you understand that you could do this in a manner different than what you're probably doing it, getting better results and setting up the circumstances to create much higher production. So I want to start. I wrote down 3 key thoughts to remember as you look at this process of listing property. Okay? Here's the 3 thoughts I wrote down. A, everything about the listing presentation should revolve around the seller and be very easy for the seller to understand. Everything I say on a listing presentation should revolve around that seller. See, this is not about me and who I am and what I've done and how many homes I've sold and how smart I am and how good and how, and I got these awards. That's what agents do all the time. See, the sellers really don't care. The sellers are saying, what can you do for me? B, I wrote down, by not pre-qualifying the seller, the odds of you getting a listing signed drop by 50%. Now think about that. By not pre-qualify, if you don't pre-qualify the way I suggested already, every seller, the odds of you getting that contract signed drop by 50%. Now, I'm thinking that you should get 75 to 80 to 90% of your contract signed. Most agents walk in getting 30 to 40% of their contract signed. Then they don't pre-qualify, and it drops to 25%. I wrote down C. Anytime I'm in a conversation with that seller prior to the actual appointment, I'm building rapport, and I'm not involved in the process I should be involved in. See, in selling real estate, what you hear all the time, and we've both heard this for years, you have to go into the house and you have to build rapport. You have to walk into the house and you have to walk in behind their eyes and walk down their spine and get to know them and become one with them and get a feel for who they are. I mean, folks, watch. The house is a product that you're going to sell based upon the ability to get it priced where people will want to buy it. Period. Well, see, what happens is the industry teaches you to build rapport because they can't teach you what to say and what to ask and how to make a presentation. So they say to you, since you're no good as a salesperson, let's go in and build rapport. You walk into the house. Gosh, I just love your carpets and drapes. Where did you get the wall coverings? I love the tile in the bathroom. Hey, if you love the home so much, why don't you buy it at the price you're willing to list it for? Well, I would never do that. Nobody else will either. See, the truth is, we don't want to build rapport. We want to go in and make a professional presentation. Well, don't you want them to like you, love you, and trust you? Watch. It would be nice if we liked each other. It would be great if they would trust me. But what is this love stuff all about? This is a listing presentation. This is a business transaction we're involved in. So there's a series of thoughts I want to share with you before we actually go to the listing presentation itself, and I want you to think about them a lot. Here's the first thought I wrote down. Create for yourself a pre-appointment routine, okay? A pre-appointment routine, which would include getting your mindset in order, obviously, practicing your scripts, reading your scripts over and over again to get into the rhythm of what you're doing, okay? Looking and dressing professionally, guys and gals. I mean, it's embarrassing when I see people at our seminars all the time and how they dress and they think they're dressing professionally, okay? Making sure you have all the proper materials prepared, that's important. And then always being early. See, I tell agents all the time, if you have a 7 p.m. listing presentation, you're in front of the house in your car at 6:45. And you have your script cards, which you have with this package, in your hand, and you're reading the presentation out loud two or three times in 15 minutes to get into the rhythm and the flow and to get the feel. Just like a tennis player goes out and practices before they start. Just like a baseball player practices hitting and catching before they start. Anybody, a golfer, goes to the driving range and practices before they start. Your driving range is your car 15 minutes before the presentation. So create a pre-appointment routine where you get yourself into the mindset, you get yourself 100% prepared as to what you're going to say. You make sure that you're properly attired and groomed so you walk in being professional. And then make sure your materials look good, can be read, easy to understand, and that you're early. I also wrote down that you got to remember, guys and gals, that when you walk in a house with a seller or they come to your office, first impressions, I mean, they're critical. I mean, don't let anybody tell you that first impressions don't make a huge difference, because first impressions make a huge difference, period. Okay? I wrote down first impressions includes everything from the clothes you have on. Okay? I tell agents all the time, I tell men all the time, go out and buy two or three what I would call listing and selling suits. two or three suits that you can wear for listing and selling. You don't have to wear them all day in the office. You don't have to wear them while you prospect. But you have to have something nice that you can feel comfortable and feel good about when you go out. I tell ladies the same thing, okay? I say, part of this first impression is how well you're groomed. I mean, I have a standard line I use in seminars all the time. Ladies, you can wear makeup. Put some on. Get rid of this natural look that you... If we could wear makeup all the time, we would do it. If I wore makeup all the time, they'll think I'm Boy George. And with a last name Ferry, that doesn't work on a listing presentation. But see, you can get away with things. Watch. Your hair is combed properly. Okay? Simple little things. I wrote down, watch, your shoes are shined. Because believe me, they look you over when you walk in the house. Okay? The smile on your face. I mean, watch, too many analyticals are afraid to smile. But guess what? If you're analytical and you don't smile, they don't want to list with you. Okay? Obviously, the strength of your handshake. Hi, I'm just a little wimp. I'm a little fish, but I'll do a good job. Hey, walk in, grab them by the hand. Shake their hand. Let them know that you have some power. There's something behind you. Watch how well your materials are prepared again. See, here's what I want you to think about. Upgrade everything just a little bit. From the smile on your face to your haircut to your makeup to your clothes to your shoes shined, your materials, upgrade everything, and then you're going to create a stronger first impression. Because it's that first impression that makes a world of difference. I'll give you an example. I got invited to do a seminar, and it was up in Northern California. This is several years ago, and I walk into the presentation, and what had happened is I had left home and forgotten to bring any dress shoes. So all I had was tennis shoes, and it was 8 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't go to a store and buy good shoes. And I'll never forget, I walk in at like 20 minutes to 8 to make an 8 o'clock presentation to 300 agents. I had a nice suit and tie on and my tennis shoes. And the guy in charge sees me coming, looks up and says, "The hell's the matter with you?" I go, "What's the matter?" He said, "What are you wearing those shoes for?" I mean, he identified it just like that. I said, "Well, I apologize. I left my shoes at home. I wore my tennis shoes." He goes, "It's not appropriate." I said, "I know it's not. We have two choices. I can stand up and do my tennis shoes, or I can go home. Which would you prefer?" "All right, do them in your tennis shoes." But see, that first impression. See, he was almost a little angry the entire time. Now, the audience liked what I did. I got a standing ovation. They bought a bunch of my cassettes and my videos. You know, they all cheered and applauded. And even he had to admit at the end, the presentation was fine. Maybe I was a little stronger than normal because of how I was dressed. But guess what? It makes a big difference. I wrote down next, be enthusiastic and energetic during the presentation, because logic makes them think and emotion makes them act and make decisions quickly. If you're not an enthusiastic person, you got to fake it. Guys and gals, guess what? You can be the worst listing agent in history. I mean, you can be awful in your approach. But if you're enthusiastic and full of energy, they're going to list with you. They want people that are alive and breathing and excited about the process. That's who they want to go ahead and list their home with. If you walk in, "Hi, it's really nice to be here, and I'm really happy to take a chance to get your home sold, and I'm really going to work hard because that's what I do." I mean, you're not going to get the listing. And if you do, you're not going to want it after you get it. It could be with a person just like yourself. You can fake. Watch. Actors and actresses and singers and dancers, that's not how they are all the time. That's a role that they play. You're making a presentation. It's a role that you play at that time. Now, in terms of the actual presentation, I have structured what we call the 5-step listing process for you to use, okay? Now, you have trigger cards. You have access to those trigger cards. This information is all theirs, but let's review the 5 steps together. I'm going to take them right here from this sheet of paper. Here's the 5-step listing process. Number one, and you've heard it time and time again, pre-qualify 100% of the prospects, 100% of the time, no exceptions. So before I ever go to the house, I pre-qualify. Step two, mail or deliver what we call a pre-listing package. And a pre-listing package would include a list of references, just 4 or 5 references. You take a sheet of paper and you write the names of 4 or 5 people that would say that you're a good quality person and that you're good at what you do. "But Mike, I'm a brand new agent. I don't have any prospects." You get 4 or 5 leads or 4 or 5 clients from the company that the company's handled and put them down as referrals for yourself and, you know, references. Don't send out 25 pages of letters that you wrote and made 42 Xerox copies of. They look crappy. Don't do that. Okay? Watch, personal references, 4 or 5. Please call these people to check on to see who I am. B, a copy of your plan of action, which I'll talk about in a minute. C, in your pre-listing package, a completed CMA. Watch, you do your entire CMA. You circle the price you want to list it with a red pen, and you send it out as part of the package. But Mike, when they see what you want to list it for versus what they want, they could get mad. No, it's not they could get mad. They do get mad, okay? They get your package in the mail, and they look at each other and say, Harold, did you see what this idiot did? He put on a price of $350,000. This thing is worth $450 if it's worth a penny. Boy, this really upsets me. How about you? I'm really mad too. Well, they get mad and they get it all out of their system. Then you show up the next day. They can't maintain being mad for 24 hours. The longer they have the price that you want to list it for available to them, the more apt they are to smile and listen to why you put the price you put. I put down a completed net sheet. If you're going to list it for $350, you do a net sheet for the seller based upon the price you listed for. Put in a completed contract. I want you to do a contract for the seller with everything filled in, obviously except their signature. Fill in the price, the terms, everything, commission. And send it out. And you put a yellow stick on it. Please review and sign before I get to the house. You hear what I just said? Put a yellow stick on the contract. It's all completed. Please review and sign before I get to the house. Here's a great one. We have agents tell us all the time. They walk up to the front door of a house for a 7 o'clock presentation. They knock on the door. Seller answers and says, here, we got it all signed for you. And the whole thing's been done before they get, this is called the no-minute listing presentation. And then obviously all your disclosure statements need to be in your pre-listing package. Again, you put on the disclosure statements a simple yellow stickum that says, please review and sign before I get to the house. Because the seller has to review all the disclosure statements. That is what the law states. They have to disclose what they know, and they have to sign off and initial and sign. If I can get them to do that before I get to the house, guess what? When I get to the house, I'm getting the listing. So step one is pre-qualify 100%. Step two, mail or deliver a pre-listing package and make sure that stuff is in it. Don't put 42 pictures of yourself and 19 personal brochures and all your little brag sheets. Just put the professional package together and use it. Step three, call back and confirm that they've looked at your package and are prepared for your appointment. Well, now, Mike, I'm a little concerned about this call back and confirm. Okay, why are you concerned? Well, if I call back and, like, they don't like something that's on the contract or net sheet, they could, you know, like, get mad. No, they sometimes get mad. I call back. Hi, Mrs. Smith, it's Mike. Did you have a chance to review the package? Yes, and we're really upset. Oh, you're kidding. What are you upset about? We're really upset about that price. Oh, Mrs. Smith, let me make a note of that. Let's talk about price as soon as I get to the house, okay? Yeah, we better talk about that price. Okay, great, no problem. Any questions before I arrive? Well, we're very concerned about the commission. What's the concern? Well, we think it's too high. Oh, you're kidding. Because I was going to start higher. I kind of came down for that, which I gave you. I better talk about commission when I get to the house, okay? Yeah, we better talk about commission. By calling back and confirming, you want them to look at the package before you come out, saves time, and you want to make sure that you know what the objections are. Draw the objections out before you get there and do your job. Step four, show up physically, mentally, and emotionally. Now, some of you say, well, what do you mean by that? Well, watch. Too often, now, I mean, think about this, okay? This is session number 8 in this training series for you. Can you honestly say that you've been 100% there on every one of these sessions 100% of the time? Now, I know you've been physically there, but were you mentally there 100% of the time? Did you miss anything in this conversation? And the answer is, of course, yes. See, sometimes we're there, but we're not there. So I want you to be there when you're there. Show up physically, 15 minutes in advance, practice your scripts, get your head together, and then when you go up to that door, man, you're ready. Obviously, show up mentally. I am here to list their property, period. End of conversation. I have no other objective but to list their property. I am here to list their property. I'm here to list their property. I'm here to list their property. And I'm going to say that to myself 100 times to prepare. And obviously, emotionally, I want to be there emotionally because, see, we know that these kinds of decisions are emotional decisions, and they're going to be emotional at times, and I'm going to be working with them and asking questions. I got to be there physically, mentally, and emotionally. And then, of course, step five is use the script cards that you have verbatim. Well, Mike, now I've read your script cards, and some of those things I just don't like. Well, tell somebody that cares. I don't care if you like it or not. That's the script you use if you want to be a highly productive, you know, high-producing, highly profitable real estate agent, period. Okay? This is the script you have to use. Well, can I modify it? No. Can I edit it? No. I don't need to have you editing the scripts. The scripts are great the way they are. But I like to add my little, watch, excuse me, if you were doing a movie for Steven Spielberg, and if they had the script written, you wouldn't be saying, I'd like to change it, I'd like to move it around, and I don't like some of the, watch, either you're in it or you're out of it. Watch, you've made the decision to become a high producer. You made the decision to learn what Mike Ferry's teaching. You made the decision to follow that, do that. Use the scripts verbatim. Now, on your script cards, okay, we have, obviously, all the pre-qualifying, the outline of the five-step process, and all the scripts verbatim. They're all there for you 100%. Let's take a minute and we'll talk about the script cards and how they came about and how you use them. When I got into real estate in the early 1970s, I went out and knocked on doors every day. I've explained that to you. And I would go out and say, how do you want to sell your home? They'd say no. Do you want to sell your home? They'd say no. Do you want to sell your home? They'd say no. And I went, this is crazy. I told you I wrote down some questions. When do you plan on moving? How long have you lived at this address? What I did is I simply took 5x8 cards, papers about this size. I took a red pen and a black pen. First question in red, second one in black, third in red, fourth in black. And the reason I did that is because when I was holding the cards and talking to a person, I would look down, read the question, ask it to them. And sometimes I get a little nervous. And if they were all, say, in black or red, I might read the same question twice. So I'd knock on a door. Lady would answer, yeah, what do you want? Hi, my name is Mike Ferry. And I was wondering, when do you plan on moving? It's none of your damn business when we're going to move. Okay, when do you plan on moving? Oops, sorry. Well, you can't do that. So I changed the color of the question so I wouldn't make those kind of mistakes. Okay? So the script cards became a very vital part. I took a clipboard and I would clip the cards on the board. I'd walk out to the for sale by owner, the expired listing. I would just simply walk out, knock on the door, and I would read right off the card all the questions that I had prepared. I would walk in a listing presentation. I'd have a stack of cards like the ones you have. I used to say to the sellers, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, I've written down some very important questions I'd like to ask now. Would you mind if I go through them with you? No, what are they? And I would just read the cards directly to the seller. Well, if you've seen me speak, you've never seen me speak and not have notes in my hand, okay? Every session that I'm doing with you guys and gals, okay, in high volume selling, I have either a 2 or 3 page outline of everything I'm going to say, including writing little notes, which are any stories I'm going to tell, et cetera, et cetera. I rely 100%. Why? Because, see, as a professional, I have to be prepared. For me to be prepared and learn all the things that have to be said, because there's a lot you have to learn, there's a lot of scripts you have to understand, I wrote them all out, then I would carry the cards in my hand. Guys and gals, we have tens of thousands of highly successful, highly professional, highly productive agents all over North America using those script cards all the time. If they work for them, they can work for you. Watch, Johnny Carson, I got to go see his show, you know, many, many years ago. And in those days, they had great big white cards they would hold up, and they would write his jokes in great big letters, and they would hold them up, and he would stand in front of the audience, and he would read the jokes to the audience, and the audience knew what he was doing. But the TV viewers, they would laugh because they could just, Johnny's up there just going through his jokes and so cool. He was reading it all. I think David Letterman still reads off those cards today, and he's probably making $100 million a year for producing his and being involved in that show. Hey, if he can do it, you can do it. The sellers would love it if you're prepared. Use the trigger cards every time. I want you to take, as soon as this particular session is done, I want you to take those cards. I want you to start reading through that listing script. I want you to read it and read it and read it and read it and read it. Then after you've read it, say 50 to 100 times, read it again. You can list the major portion of the homes you go out to work with if you're prepared. Let's help you get prepared. Rewatch this session 4 or 5 times. Get yourself prepared. Look forward to seeing you real soon.